This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To cash in on all of that good thought that you have by listening to more of the good thoughts of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, as is Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan, to talk about the things that are going on, the heroes of the day. Sometimes in our lives, I think we all at one point in time or another are heroes to ourselves, to our family. A lot of people think that they can't be a hero because the goals that are set are unattainable. So set goals for yourself that you know you can achieve. A good chance of success always is a great road to follow. And then when you are successful and you get to be successful, it feels good. That would be my thought for the day. Jennifer and Jay and Victoria all have certain identities here, and they work on their various areas of expertise. Victoria, very astute when it comes to technology and stuff that affects all of us. Certainly Jay has become the premier social media follower, and all the attention that goes to this. I think you all do that, though. And thus, I'm sure that you're up on The Bachelor. I'm looking at I saw a couple of headlines screaming about some of these characters that are there, and I still can't imagine. But it's not aimed at me. I'm not the audience. You are the audience, right? The three of you are the audience for The Bachelor.
Yeah, remember, I don't really watch it, though.
Yeah.
I watch Bachelor in Paradise a lot. So my story from The Bachelor this week was that a couple that got together on Bachelor in Paradise broke up. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, unless I really love someone that I see on Bachelor in Paradise and then I watch The Bachelor, it's a lot. It's a lot of commitment.
So have they had any transgender or gay or lesbian Bachelor stuff? Like, is The Bachelor invited to fall in love with another guy?
I don't think they've had. Well, there is one of the Bachelors.
Holden
did come out. He is gay, but he apparently wasn't on the show. I didn't watch that season. But
I did. I liked him. He was one of the ones that I liked a lot, and I followed
him. Did you think he was gay? Like, were you suspicious?
I wasn't suspicious that he was gay because he presented as a
really... How do you get to be
really
suspicious that somebody's gay?
He was very religious. He was Christian, and so he wasn't super sexual, which a lot of the Bachelors are like, you know, like, let's kiss, let's go to the paradise suite, all that stuff. But it wasn't a surprise when he came out. Like, I went, I could see that. But I don't think it stunned me. Like, I didn't have him categorized. I don't think I predicted it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
And so what do the girls think when they get hot and heavy with a guy?
Here's the thing.
I don't think he got hot and heavy. I think that's the point.
Well, he did. He actually dated. Remember, he dated Cassie. And there was even, like, rumors that he had tracked her car. And, like, she was saying that he kind of went crazy. He had COVID, and he stayed with her family. And then afterwards, they had a big breakup. And I guess she said that he was, like, spying on her and stuff. And so then you think, well, he's really not gay. He's just super into her. He had lost his virginity to her, and he came out and talked about that. And I don't know.
When he
first came out as gay, I was like, oh my God, he's doing this to distract from the fact that he went psycho on this girl. But then, I mean, I don't think his boyfriend agrees anymore, so I guess it's legit.
How did The Bachelor come up? I feel like that's all I asked today, is like, what are you looking at today? How did that come up?
Well, I was thinking of, this is how my mind works. I was thinking what it would be like if Vladimir Putin was on The Bachelor. And what happens?
He would love it, but he'd kill all of his competition, so.
All right. And then
it's really strange that Rupert Murdoch's ex-wife also dated Vladimir Putin. Very strange dating circle.
Is that the Asian lady?
Yes. Yeah. I forget her name, but yes, you're right. Yes.
Wendy something or other.
Yep. Very strange dating circle pattern. Right. Yeah.
I think it's Wendy. Is it Wendy Goldigger? Is that her last name?
Exactly.
Wendy Fall of the Money? Yeah, okay. At any rate. Yeah, talking about gender identity, et cetera, et cetera, I see this is another wonderful story from the sunny shores of California, where teachers apparently are manipulating children to change their gender identity, or at least that's the charge. So how does this play into the modern world, Jennifer? How would a teacher manipulate a child to change his or her identity? Is it a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy? What is it?
It's a mother who says that her 11-year-old daughter changed her gender identity and has filed a legal case against a school district in California called the Spreckles Union School District.
Great.
She says that they were responsible for extreme and outrageous conduct that led the student on a path toward transitioning as a boy and drove a wedge between mother and child. She said the two middle school teachers who ran the school's equality club, which is the UBU club, had planted the seed in her daughter's head in sixth grade.
U as in Y-O-U-B-E-Y-O-U?
Well, that's what it stands for, but it's the club's letters are U-B-U, all in caps. Planted the seed in her daughter's head in sixth grade that she was bisexual and then introduced the idea to her that she was transgender. Now, this is a precursor to a lawsuit that follows a flare-up of tensions in the district last fall after the author of a book, which was called Anti-Transgender, quoted the two teachers speaking at a conference about how to run an LGBTQ club in a conservative community. So this is a little area outside of, in Salinas Valley. It's outside of San Francisco, and I guess it's actually where East of Eden was based, the film from John Steinbeck's East of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
She said her daughter had revealed she was bisexual. The mother was unaware she was identifying as a boy until she was called to a meeting at the middle school. She wasn't told the purpose of the meeting until her daughter entered the room and sat across from her at the table and said, "I was caught off guard. She was blindsided. She began to cry." She said her daughter was also caught by surprise. She had told teachers that she wanted to tell her mom, not the teacher. And Conan, I guess, said she gave the school permission to use a boy's name for attendance purposes and tried to be supportive. But when they went remote during the pandemic back in March of 2020, she said that her daughter began returning to her old self and that she started using her given name and that she wasn't identifying as a boy anymore. But when she went back to in-person instruction, she said that the teachers were once again trying to stalk her, is what she said, to try to recruit her to be transgender. So this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the courts, but she says she has audio proof that they were stalking her daughter, trying to convince her that she was transgender.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. And so now also California becomes the focal point of students who want to stop vaccine mandates, although you can see that. I have seen a lot of pictures of posters of children, high school kids mostly, wandering around outside of school holding up big placards, "No vaccine mandate."
Well, and that's one thing.
But
that's a protest.
People running the schools there's a whole thing here.
Well, the story is
very prejudicial about it.
The story is that yes, there are protests from parents and all that about mandates and that kind of thing going on in the schools. But this particular charter school in Los Angeles has parents that have filed a lawsuit against them because they are preventing unvaccinated kids from attending class. They say that they felt segregated and discriminated against, and that this is modern day segregation. And so now they are trying to legislate that they can't be kept in separate areas in the school, because that's what was happening at this New West Charter School, is that not only were they saying that kids who are unvaxxed couldn't come to campus, but then if they were allowed to come to campus for whatever reason, they had to stay in a certain pen, essentially in a certain area. And so the parents were like, excuse me, we got rid of this 50 years ago. And now the lawsuits.
Now, Neil Young was in, I forget where he was yesterday, Philadelphia, somewhere, not important where he was. He has gone off. Everybody know who Neil Young is? First, I don't want to assume that.
Yep.
Neil Young of Crosby,
Rockstar,
Stills, Nash & Young, Heart of Gold, the Farm Aid concerts, and he's basically a whack job. But he's, for years, had very interesting, thought-provoking points of view on social issues. So he posted a deleted letter on Spotify. Can you check this, Jay? Just for the heck of it, I meant to ask you this before. He sent a note to his management team and his record label demanding they remove his music off of Spotify because Spotify is spreading fake information through Joe Rogan about vaccines. So he said, "You can have one of us, But you can't have both of us. Either Neil Young for the
other
one.
Joe Rogan.
I don't think Neil Young's the only artist, though, that said this.
No,
this
I don't think he is either.
Yeah, this is something that's kind of brewing. Although, at this point, I don't know. I mean, Joe Rogan has said a lot of stupid stuff, and he wants to get attention, and we've all given it to him.
And Neil Young is kind of a crackpot, too. But
well, I'd also say this. I mean, what Joe Rogan is talking about is the protocols that he used when he got COVID. And people want to poo-poo him. I would say there's just as much false information saying not to look at other treatments.
I think you've got to leave this stuff as it is. If Young doesn't want to be on Spotify, okay, take him off. But Rogan... or anybody, I mean, I want to hear what Neil Young has to say, because he's a crackpot, but he's an interesting guy, and I want to hear what he has to say. I want to hear what Joe Rogan has to say.
I think if you're eccentric, that's not a crackpot. I think that there's a difference between being an artist. Well, I'm just saying, I don't think Neil Young is a crackpot.
Maybe
he's eccentric,
I should stop
and
with
he's an
crack.
Artist.
He's had plenty of that.
There's also this narrative that everybody's guilty by association. And so it's like, well, if Spotify has somebody who's saying one thing and I feel a different way, I should be partnered with Spotify.
And that's
anymore.
Not
and
right.
That's not the case.
Yeah. Well, it's not. There's too much of this.
One person doesn't have to represent it.
Sorry, Neil. You don't like it? You don't take your music off? Take your music off. But don't silence people who have something to say, even if you don't agree with it. I don't agree with most of what Joe Rogan says either. But he has a platform. God bless the guy. He got $100 million out of, what is it, Apple? To be exclusive on their...
No, it's Spotify. No, it's Spotify. They paid me.
Yeah. $100 million.
But his listening numbers went way down because people didn't want to pay for it. Yeah, and so then he started saying a lot of stuff that got him back in the headlines. So good for him. He drummed up his own publicity. Unlike Eric Clapton, who is just saying, you know, really crazy things and not looking for publicity.
But he's just, this crazy. Listen,
but all these
Neil
people
Young
get
is
to
a
talk.
Crack,
that's what's
Eric Clapton is a quack. They all are nuts, but they have a platform, and people out here, it's entertaining. I mean, how many people's minds are they really going to change? You think Neil Young is going to change anybody's mind? Or Eric Clapton? Nah.
Well,
not at all. Any more than I might
change. People
are pretty
susceptible.
Them.
We've kind of learned that, you know, throughout the pandemic. People are
how
pretty
many times have I changed your mind about something?
I didn't say I was susceptible
to
people.
No, I'm just saying, like, how influential am I in the way you think?
I bought a new car because you told me that day to go buy a new car, so.
Okay. The power of suggestion. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calidrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calidrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
That dinner was delicious. What's next? I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program, and it's trending time. Let's see what's going on. There are all kinds of interesting personalities that we follow, including Taylor Swift. I want to talk about her, but I also want to talk about a couple of other things. So hold on. Hold your breath for a few seconds, please.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I never get tired of listening to Marvin Gaye. Thank you, Phil. Okay. Yeah, it is. Taylor Swift has been tapped as the first Record Store Day global ambassador. So what does that mean? When's Record Store Day? Is that, and that's in April, right?
April 23rd?
Yep. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal every year. Like, you know, Paul McCartney, a lot of artists who sell on vinyl still, which is actually really back in the fold
again.
Yeah,
it is.
So a lot of artists, yeah, love the, you know, supporting independent record stores. And there's one in Nashville that is famous called Grimey's, I think. Is that right, Jay?
Yeah, Grimes is a big one. Third Man Records is a big one.
The number one song at all of those music stores in Nashville is Nashville Cats by the Love and Spoonful. Those of you who didn't know that.
Once upon a time.
Yeah. But anyway, so Taylor Swift always does, like, you know, she, during the pandemic when Grimes was, you know, going to lay off everybody, she went in and personally paid everyone's salary. She signed a bunch of CDs and left them there so people could go and find them. And so she's kind of the perfect person. They've never had one specific face. Paul McCartney has always done a special song every year and a new release for Record Store Day. So it'll be cool. She's going to put some new music out as well.
I think that she's one of those people that has universal impact on everybody. I've never thought anything negative about her. I just thought she was kind of smart, frankly.
She's very smart.
From the beginning. Okay, speaking of smart, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, two very smart people, and apparently the astrologers say they are the cat's meow. To stick with
They're strong individuals, and together they're kind of an unstoppable team. A pop culture astrologer, Kyle Thomas, broke down their astrological love and their charts and everything. And pretty much they were a match made in heaven. They were clearly, quote unquote, the one for each other. And everything that's been going on with them.
He's a Virgo. What is she? She's a Leo.
She's a Leo. And most of his chart is in the earth realm, where hers is fire and air, and just together they're amazing.
Yeah, you mean they put the three, the sun, moon, and rising.
They've done, it wasn't spur of the moment. It was all long.
They obviously have it for each other. Good for them. 28 past the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Millions of people use Zoom Phone, the innovative and feature-rich cloud phone system for businesses of any size. Zoom Phone is simple to use, whether you're on a mobile device, desktop, laptop, or desk phone. And because every call is important to your business, Zoom Phone was built with reliability in mind, using geographic redundancy to keep your communications online. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Visit zoom.com/phone.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine's leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Military journalist Hal Kempfer weighs in on Fox Live Now.
Don't forget, Russia's economy domestically is in a really bad state, and the poverty rate there is overwhelming. The way that he basically reestablishes his credibility with the Russian people is to do these adventures.
An in-flight mishap took place aboard a U.S. aircraft carrier in the South China Sea. The pilot of a F-35 jet ejected as his jet crashed onto the deck of the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier Monday. The incident injured seven on board, including the pilot. As for the F-35, the status of the recovery is in progress. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As violence in New York City continues to frustrate residents in the Big Apple, retired police officer currently serving as the 110th mayor of New York City, Democrat Eric Adams, in a press conference Monday, explains his plans to combat the unacceptable behavior of some.
New York is feeling as if a sea of violence is engulfing our city. But as your mayor, I promise you, I will not let this happen. We will not surrender our city to the violent few. We're going to go back, and we won't go back to the bad old days. We must stop the flow of illegal guns in our city. The iron pipeline must be broken. The NYPD is our first line of defense against gun violence. We will make new efforts to strengthen and reinforce it while continuing our mission to involve the community. We will start by putting more officers on patrol in key neighborhoods throughout the city. We will enhance existing public safety units with new neighborhood safety teams, which will focus on gun violence. We will launch these additional teams in the next 3 weeks with deep focus on 30 precincts where 80% of violence occurs. These officers will be identifiable as NYPD. They will have body cameras, and they will have enhanced training and oversight.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let this go. This is such a fabulous, fabulous instrumental. I get goosebumps when I hear the theme to Hawaii 5-0. Crank it up, Phil, will you? Who doesn't know this? Ladies, you know this theme, right?
Yeah. Do they use this for the new one?
Yes, same theme for the new one. Yep. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You're in. Go ahead, crank it up. Flashing car, the police car from the 1970s when the first Hawaii 5-0 was on the air. The producers were interested in talking. This hit here was first for the Ventures. It's called Walk, Don't Run. It was actually inspired by Glenn Campbell, believe it or not, who was a member at that time of the Wrecking Crew, the Los Angeles-based instrumentalist with a background from pretty much every musical hit from the 60s to the 80s. Pretty much every single one. The main difference who it was, you hear Brian Wilson talk about working with them with the Beach Boys. I mean, everybody worked with them. Frank Sinatra. Glenn Campbell was the lead guitarist, and there were a couple of younger guys early on who he said showed a lot of promise. And that's how the Ventures got started. Noki Edwards and Don Wilson. Both of them now have passed away. Noki Edwards passed away. He was the lead guitarist, and Don Wilson was his backup man. And you look at pictures of them. There were four of them at one point in time. And what the sound that was unique. I don't know, maybe it affects you ladies, maybe it doesn't, but having spent a weekend. Yeah, I haven't as far as I can't tell you how many times on both the Sirius 50s and 60s channel. Actually, 70s, they had some hits. But these guys, they just love playing the guitar. And it's amazing what people can do if you decide you want to teach yourself something. These guys were all self-taught. As I think aren't most guitarists self-taught, really? How do you teach somebody how to play the guitar?
You can take lessons.
Yeah, sure. You can take lessons.
Yeah, well. Anyway, so we mark the passing of Noki Edwards, the lead guitarist for the Ventures, the age of 82. Don Wilson, I think, died, was it last year? He was 88. But they had a wonderful bond, and they worked together through their entire lives. They wrote most of their own music, the themes and stuff. But is there anything more iconic than the theme to Hawaii Five-0? I don't, you know, you can think about some of the other TV themes. Like Law and Order doesn't really have a theme, but it does.
But everybody knows those two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But there's a theme. There is a musical theme that finds itself somehow or other mutated for each of the different Law and Orders. But you get the original, the drifting melody. You know it's Law and Order, as you know it is for some of the other TV. Remember MASH? We were talking about MASH the other day. And that Suicide is Painless, the theme for it, which was, you know, it was unmistakable. So, anyway, God love the guy. It's 38 past the hour. We got some food news here, including Krispy Kreme doing something that really is quite in, you know, you think about donating blood and wanting to have healthy blood and then having a Krispy Kreme donut afterwards. There's a little bit of an oxymoron there, but I thought the announcement was kind of cool, Jay, that they're going to offer a dozen free glazed donuts. They're original glazed donuts. Anybody wants to donate blood this week? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, pretty much from now until the end of the month, they're going to be doing this in large part because the American Red Cross has declared a blood crisis, and January is also National Blood Donor Month. So Krispy Kreme is like, hey, let's get in on this.
What do you do? You go give blood, and they give you – how do you get – how did they – you approve your Krispy Kreme that you've given blood? Did they give you some
certificate? You get the I Donated Blood sticker.
Ah, okay.
Everybody loves a sticker.
Yeah, and everybody loves the donuts.
We got we can talk with Warren Eckstein tomorrow about it, but we got a notification from our vet's clinic that they're looking for dogs and cats to donate blood, too, because they have a shortage. I never knew – dogs and cats could be donors.
Yeah.
Obviously, it doesn't go to humans.
That's
it goes into other animals who need it. But I guess the blood banks are also in short supply for animals because so many people didn't really go to the vet, you know, during COVID. And everybody kind of stayed away. And so, yeah, so there was a plea for that. I'm sure Warren probably knows more about that.
Yeah, that's good. That's a very interesting thing. I've not thought about
it. I never heard about it. Never heard
cow
of it.
Donations,
never thought about it.
Give blood to help save a cow. Other food news, the orange crop. I love oranges. I have an orange a day. I have an apple a day. I have a banana a day. I have a box of blueberries a day. Oranges are really, for me, it's a basic food. And because of the bad weather, it's 50 degrees, like in Florida this week. That's not going to help the orange supply. But there's also a strange disease that's affecting the trees and the plants. But demand for orange juice It's gotten a bump because people want to, they think they need more vitamin C. Pandemic, they tell you, build up your immune system, so drink a lot of orange juice because it's got a lot of vitamin C in it. So the prices on the Chicago Merchandise Mercantile Exchange for pulp, orange juice, that sort of thing have been going up, 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 and up. So when you go to the grocery store and try to find either fresh, frozen, I'm sorry, Alexi, that's not right, fresh or frozen orange juice, the markets have pushed the price up like 50% in the last year or so. So what at the grocery
orange
store
juice
are you
is
finding
already
out?
Expensive, right?
Very
yeah,
expensive.
I feel like orange juice is always expensive anyway, and to have it pushed
well,
up like this.
You know what it is, Victoria? It's kind of a relative thing. When you figure out how much orange, if you're getting real orange juice, how many oranges it takes to make real orange juice, not the concentrated stuff and not the watered down stuff, but when you go into a good restaurant and they squeeze an orange or two for you, you can get that. I think you can still get that in the Waffle House. It's one of the things that I like about the Waffle House.
There's nothing like fresh squeezed orange juice. There's nothing
yummy.
Better.
Yeah. It's worth a trip to Florida. I'm going down there next week just to have orange juice. Anyway, the people in Florida, I know because I've been on the air down there for so long, the folks in Vero and up in Melbourne, along Vero Beach, that's where they have, there's an Orange County, I think, and there's a, I forget now what the, there's a section along Vero Beach's coastline. I don't want to put my foot in my mouth because I can't now remember what the name is, but it's all associated with orange juice, and that whole area down there responsible for more orange and orange. You can't drive down Interstate 95 anywhere from Melbourne down to Vero and into Palm Beach County without seeing dozens and dozens of orange of trucks, trailer trucks loaded with oranges. And it's kind of a neat thing. It's one of the things about Florida that is fun. Florida has produced 44.5 million boxes of oranges this year. Very small harvest. And so the prices, as you were suggesting, are going to go up. It's not like everything else that is, you know, I was talking yesterday about the Safeway store and the fellow who sent me the note from Washington about what he experienced going into the Safeway store. And then I went into, as I was coming back across the country on Sunday, I stopped in a little town in the Finger Lakes region, and I can't remember the name of the town, to get gas. And I went in, and by the way, 7-Eleven, somebody, some big company, if you wouldn't mind, Victoria, would you check to see there's a new company that owns 7-Eleven, and they are becoming very prolific. I saw more 7-Elevens on my trip back from Iowa through Indiana, Illinois, New York State, than I have seen for years. They're fresh, new stores. They're on the highway. They're coupled with some turkey or, no, chicken joint called, I think it's Roosters or something. And they have also found their way in some of these small towns. They're running the gas stations again. It's really pretty interesting.
Well, they're in gas stations because Dunkin' Donuts moved out. And so I think that's what they, and those spaces needed to be occupied. So Dunkin' Donuts didn't really want that kind of reputation anymore. They've gone in a different direction. So they pulled out of the gas stations and then 7-Elevens moved in.
Well, I think there's a new ownership.
How far west have you seen 7-Elevens?
I saw 7-Elevens in Illinois.
Because I still feel like it's an East Coast thing.
Well, it is more. Yeah, I think you wouldn't find them if you went further out. I've never seen one in California, for example.
Yeah.
I've never seen one.
Neither.
You see the Kroger stores, Circle K, sometimes out there, but there are more West Coast operations. Anyway, the point is, when I went into the 7-Eleven in this little town, I'm looking around the shelves because I want to get some nuts and I wanted to get some snacks. And there was not a lot of stuff in there. So I said to the person in the at the counter, you know, do you have this, that, or the other thing? She said, no, 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 and no. And because I was looking for some, I like bananas and apples and things, and you usually get those in the fast food there. That may not be the best banana or apple that you can find anywhere, but it's something that I like to snack on. Nope, nowhere to be found. So as I was saying the other day, when we were talking about supply issues and the things that are not there, milk, for example, orange juice. We were just talking about orange juice being in short supply. The staples of our American diet and the amount of money that it costs because there are 80,000 drivers, the delivery services for food are short an estimated 80,000 drivers. You know what that does to the supply chain? I still can't. I don't understand it, where everybody went. But a lot of
truck drivers on the whole are a much older demographic. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So many of them just decided that, you know what, I've been doing this life for a really long time, and this lifestyle is not easy. And a lot of them stayed home during the pandemic, during, like, you know, lockdown, and found that it was just time to reprioritize. That's been a massive problem. They have got to start appealing to a much younger demographic.
I saw an ad on the back of a truck, and I passed the truck about four times. You know, you'd stop and get gas, and then you catch up to him again. It was a huge placard on the back of this trailer truck. Earn $2,500 a week. No expenses. You've got your own truck, great, or you can drive our truck. But $25, that's what your take-home pay is. That's pretty attractive for people who are used to that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And one of the other things that I notice as I'm driving across the country is when you stop at these, you know, the food that they have at these stops is awful. It's just all fried chicken and hamburgers and stuff. The truck drivers, they're on the interstates for the most part, and that's what they eat. There are a lot of these guys.
It's very unhealthy. It's tough.
Oh, yeah. They're all big, and they're all... I got into a conversation with
a trucker. Well, for women, it's not very safe. It's a very tough lifestyle.
Yeah, it sure
is.
I'm
not surprised there's a shortage.
Some of the husband and wife teams, there are more of those that developed over the last, four, five, six, 7 years. But still, you're in the truck all the time. That's where you live your life.
Yeah.
And if you're by yourself, you don't get home very often. I had a guy deliver a couple of tractors to the farm here yesterday, and he ran right to Boston to pick up a load to go down to Memphis, and he picked up these tractors in Nebraska. And so where is he going from there? They just keep going. It's a tough lifestyle. You're right about that. Okay, we're at 48 after the hour, and this is the Tuesday DJV program.
Deep breaths.
My virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
I want a new laptop for the new year,
but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Sables.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Sables has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Sables. The Working and Learning Store ends 1/29/22. Limit 2. In-store only.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 53 at the hour now. It's time for that moment that we all look forward to every day with Chuck Curry. But unfortunately today, Chuck Curry is among the missing. So it's left to Victoria and Jay and me to bring you up to date on the new Fatal Attraction movie and series and what's next for Johnny Depp coming up right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, let's get to this new Fatal Attraction. Is this a movie or a series? Paramount produced it. Now it's going to be on Paramount Plus. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that what's going on?
It's a series. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
So this was Michael Douglas and Glenn Close. Remember? Have you two seen this movie?
I've seen it. Sure.
Have you? What do you think? Michael Douglas is pretty
Glenn Close was incredible in it. I mean, and then she comes back to life and then gets shot again in the bathtub. Like, there was a lot going on there.
It was traumatic for a lot of viewers.
Boiling the Bunny has literally, like, that phrase, like, I know, it's horrible, but that phrase has defined women. Like, men have used that phrase, oh, she's a bunny boiler. Like, that phrase, it became so ingrained in the regular conversation.
Sounds like it should be an episode of the Hugh Hefner Show. Michael Douglas was in Gwyneth Paltrow. There was another movie that the two. Remember
that's
that?
Perfect Murder.
I love
that movie. That was a remake. That was like a reinvention of Dial M for Murder. The old.
And didn't she get him in the end?
She does.
She got him, right? Didn't she get him? She knew what was going on. Yeah,
yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You can spoil that one. It's from 1998.
And your spoilers. I can't spoil James Bond for Victoria because she hasn't seen it yet. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so anyway, this Fatal Attraction is going to star Joshua Jackson. I have the slightest idea who that is.
If you've seen him. He started in Dawson's Creek. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
Doug wouldn't have seen that. But he was in Little Fires Everywhere with Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington. He was nominated for an award for that. He's in Dr. Death right now on Peacock with Alec Baldwin and Christian Slater. He plays that doctor. It's the true crime story. The doctor who was, like, operating on people.
Yeah, I agree.
He didn't have a license. Yeah, it was wild. Yeah. So I think he's kind of perfect to play the Michael Douglas role.
He looks like a little crazy. He looks a little crazy. He does.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway. So they're going to put that on. When's that going to be out, for next fall?
I don't know if they've announced a date yet, but they just announced the casting. Lizzie Kaplan is going to play the Glenn Close role.
Mm-hmm.
She's another one. Yeah, if you saw her face, Doug, you would recognize her too, probably.
All right. I'm going to look that up while I am. Johnny Depp is going to be French King Louis the 15th. In a movie, this is perfect. I would think he would be great as a kind of a pompous prince or a king or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
He doesn't look good as a cop. He doesn't play a cop well. But this kind of a role, I would think. He was good. It's too bad that the movie that he was in with Armie Hammer, the remake of The Lone Ranger, he played Tonto.
That was bad.
You know what? I thought that was a good movie.
Really?
I like Armie Hammer.
Have said that was like the worst thing they've ever done.
I know. Right. Yeah. Well, I know he didn't. Armie, who was friends with my son for a long time, said he didn't like making it, and that Johnny Depp was a pain in the neck to work with. But I could see that.
He's eccentric.
Yeah, very. Well, he had to have. There was always somebody offstage holding a cigarette for him, he told.
Oh, Brennan. Yeah.
Every time they do a take, and then he'd go have a puff, and they go back and take it again. Or whatever, but anyway, so the story, how many movies have there been about these French kings, though?
I don't know. I've never seen a movie about Louis the 15th. He was known as, you know, he was very much beloved. I think he still holds the record, right? He had the longest reign in the history of France.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Queen Elizabeth has that record.
Movie.
Doesn't Queen Elizabeth have that record for England?
For England, yes.
Yeah,
she does,
right.
Yeah.
All right, so there we have a couple of stories anyway, not with the Chuck or Touch, but close. Victoria Keeling, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.